National Corn Growers, some action teams are in Florida. We had our stewardship and production, that's the action team that I'm on. We talked about a lot of the water issues and quality issues, and we went to a REC center where they do a lot of strawberries and crops like that, tomatoes, breeding, and then they talked about some of the water issues that they're having in Lake Okeechobee and issues like that. So it don't matter if it's corn, soybeans, strawberries, tomatoes, where we're at in the States, there's always water issues, and broaden our horizon and working together, hopefully overcome the challenges.
Speaking of actions, a recently announced honeybee testing service will allow beekeepers to more effectively identify and address diseases plaguing bee colonies. Klosterman knows agriculture has to work together on issues like this.
We're not just about corn issues. We need a lot of these honeybee issues. It's coming back to could potentially be chemicals or of some sort, herbicides, insecticides that we're using. And nobody gets anywhere being a lone wolf, so we'll work with everybody. We all want a solution. We want to tell our stories, and that's the only way to do it is through collaborated efforts.
The National Agricultural Genotyping Center developed the testing panel with the support of the National Corn Growers Association. The testing service called BeeCare is expected to launch sometime this month. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.